snap into it. Yeah, so they eat you up.
You ever seen the one that stays on land?
Yeah, so them what they eat themselves, yes, they come on land and stay, and they lay some eggs too. I find them eggs in that same, get them same beds down there while them old coolers done come up there and find them nests. They have look like 20 or 30 eggs in the nest. Yeah, them old turkeys lay them. Yeah, so that's right, yeah. Yeah, sir, I get some. Yeah, sir, catch them in the net. Ooh, turtle this big in them net.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got to shoot him, though. Have a rifle and shoot him through his head. Because he'll kill you. You put him in a boat with you, he'll run you out that boat. That scamp got traces on him long as my faggot. If he bites you, it ain't a thunder before he turn you loose. He ain't thunder with me. Because I might kill him.
That turtle?
Yeah, sir.
That
cooter? Ooh, dear, grip on you. And the head danger on them snapping to it. Yeah, it won't turn you loose. It bit a plug out of a little young boy down there, a naked head, he was playing with the head and it cut him right here. Took a slug out of him that big, that naked head. Yeah, yeah. And just had a time prizing that head off that boy leg right here, because he had nobody playing with that head.
Yeah, boy.
Yes, sir. And that's when I don't trust them.
Scott.
Yes. And I see them in the net, and I got to get him out there. Show some more feet to go in there. Yeah, I might shoot him. I have that 9-shot rifle, pistol, and I might shoot him. That's right.
Yeah. What do you fish with?
Yeah, I fish with. I don't fish nothing with net. Just put them out in the water. Trot lines. I bait with shad. Crawfish and crawling them night crawler one. That's what they put on them trout line. But now net and the white push line minnow. That's what you got to have for them, line minnow. And the minnow back down there, people keep minnow year round down there, Mr. Hodge and them. Let's go by there, about 30 minnows in a bag, a dollar bag.
Yeah,
that's what he is. And you go out there, man, them white boys, or you be alive and hook him right through that thing, let him swim around, and then have your cork on there about that deep. The U.S. lady pulled on the boot. That's why you see that cork go under, you know you got him. Ain't nothing to do but raise up. You got him on there.
Yeah.
Tap him in the boot and throw it right back out there, you got him. Catch about 20 in that place, and then you move up from here to that house over there, and then you catch 20 there, then you move up from there to another place that's got sticks out there, stove, sticking up in the ground, just like cane poles in the middle of the river. And that's where you catch them at. Out there about 10 foot deep, right down inside them stoves. Yeah, just get up there, know how to hold that boot, and I know how to hold that boot. I hold and put you up there first, and I'm way over yon. And you up there first, and I might be the last up there. You don't get a bite. Time I throw mine out there, I'm coming out with two. And you up there first. And paddling the boat too. The people can't understand that. Yeah, I get it, Mr. Ross and all of them. Yeah, me and them go to fishing. That's why you with all the people. Yeah, I get him. I said, all right, they the stove. I'm paddling. Y'all better catch him now before I get up there. I'm way back yonder paddling to get up to the stove. I can't get to it till I get halfway to the stove before I stop the boat paddling. And I get there, I say, oh, there's a feast there. Oh, I got mine, there ain't no feast there. All right, I bet you it's one there. I've got this boat though, I've got to ride that paddle. All right, I throw mine up there and lay it on the boat, hold the boat. Watch the cork. That's why that cork be easing off like that.